he like Scotland?
Yes, I think so. And they were more open. You know, I worked in a school in Scotland, in East Kilbride. That came after, really, Sandhurst, wasn't it? And they were very, very nice. You know, the headmaster was nice, a retired army officer, sergeant major, so the school was run on those lines. Listen, everywhere I went, I was a foreigner, you know. And to the Home Office, do you know how they referred to us at this time? Yeah. We had to go to the aliens department in the Home Office. The aliens, we were aliens.
And do you still feel very foreign now, even now? Or do you feel a bit more Scottish? What do you feel? What do you consider yourself?
I don't feel Scottish, I don't feel English, I don't feel Israeli either. And Baghdad, I don't want to know. So I really, no, I don't. This is my house. I made it my home. But it's not really, you know, like them. They were born in England. They were born, you know, Britain is their home. But you can't divorce yourself from where you really, I was there till 17-year-old. I was grown up, you know, just.
My last question is, if you look back now on your time here, once you got to Scotland, what are the highs and lows that stand out for you?
For Scotland or for me?
For your whole life.
All in all, it was an interesting life. It wasn't milk and honey. I've had to fight all my life. Maybe I still fight now, you know, because it wasn't easy getting or acquiring anything. It was always, you know, kind of, not 100%, it was more 50% more that I should give of myself or do more to really get even at school, you know. I was Mrs. David, and notorious Mrs. David, if you like. I had to sit. I wouldn't let anyone walk over me, and they were inclined to do that because I am a foreigner. It doesn't matter if we lived in England for 10, 15 years. I'm still, you know, I'm here. Wherever I was, I'm a foreigner, you know. I'm an alien.
And the high points, what would you say?
The high point, getting married and having my own home. Life was very tough. As I say, David wasn't even qualified yet, but we managed somehow or other. Yes, and I didn't teach until Michelle grew up and the other two were grown up enough. And I thought I was here in 20 years in here and about 3-4 years in East Kilbride, yes. Uh-huh. So until I retired here, yeah.
Well, thank you. We've had a fascinating afternoon, and it was very kind of you to share your memories.
Not at all.